the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you hack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5. Football is certainly in the air. We've already got week one of the preseason in the books. Had two fantasy football drafts over the weekend in Canton, Ohio at the outstanding Fantasy Football Expo. Was glad handing with myriad members of the community, both fans and people that work in it. Had a rollicking good time, and there was a lot of consumption, and I will leave it at that. Kudos to Bob Long and everything they put together. Yeah, Suavecito, I probably drank a gallon of that while I was in Canton, Ohio, but kudos to Bob Long, who puts on that event every single year, just gets bigger and more badass every single year. Now, normally, Lundy, we hop aboard the Plus Bus to start the podcast, yes. But yeah. Again, it's football season. Let's pop a squat at the prop.
Oh.
Stop our feelings on today's NFL player props future. And don't worry, folks. The Plus Bus isn't permanently parked. It will keep on rolling in bonus time. So stick around for that. But today's prop offering is an actionable subject of sorts because he signed on the dotted line last night. Now with the Dallas Cowboys, some believe there was going to be reteaming there with Tony Pollard, but no, he goes to the Bill Belichick's and New England Patriots. I'm, of course, talking about the former Ohio State Buckeye and now former Dallas Cowboy, Zeke Elliott. And there is a prop already available on rushing TDs for Zeke, and that number is sitting at just 4.5. I am slamming the over, especially at even money at DraftKings. Maybe only be like 120 to 150 carries max this season in that timeshare with Ramondre Stevenson for Zeke Elliott, but he is going to live inside the red zone, which he did last year. He had a dozen touchdowns, and many of those came within 5 yards. So anytime the Pats get within striking distance of sniffing the chalk, I think they're going to give it to their bloodhound, who will find the end zone at least 5 times this year. Yeah, Zeke was number 43 in yards after contact per 10th last season. But he was number 25, respectable standing, and total missed tackles force. However, just number 54 in yards created per touch. But I mentioned those red zone touches. He had the 13th most in the NFL in 2022 with 40 in total. The offensive line is projected to be a top 10 run blocking unit. Yeah, the strength of schedule, the 6 hardest for fantasy running backs that are out there. But I just need 5 poaches at the goal line, and I think he's going to be one of the premier vultures, much to the chagrin of those who've already had a fantasy draft and have stocked up on rah, 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 Ramondre Stevenson. So good, sir. Early fade or follow here. What do you think about Zeke Elliott hitting the over 4.5 rushing TDs in Foxborough plus 100 at DraftKings?
Well, first of all, I feel about you and your damn props the same way I do all of these Mega Millions tickets that I have for the $1 billion drawing, which are just poof, useless. I hate season long because I hate tying up my money. If I'm going to do that, I would like Caesars, DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, et cetera, to provide me with interest in return for sitting on my money for 4.5 months. That said, Zeke Elliott can fall forward and get 5 touchdowns. He can literally just trip and do it. So I think the fact you can get this at even money, not bad, despite the fact that I hate these season-long props. Brad has deemed it necessary that we have this discussion on every Fade 5 podcast. So, Brad, I'll one-up you. I'll go to plus 115 at DraftKings, and you're not going to like this. I think you're going to fade me on this, and I don't care. He might be 33 years old, but he has shown no signs of slowing down. Give me the over 1,150 yards for Travis Kelce of your Kansas City Chiefs this year. I'm going to play the over on that one because right now I can get it at plus odds. Our buddy Mike Clay over at ESPN has him projected just below this number. By 7 yards. Clay's got him at 1143. The number at DraftKings right now is 1150. I don't know how Kelce slows down. You know that Mahomes, the bromance is otherworldly between these two guys. And for Kansas City to continue to do what they have done year after year here recently, much to the chagrin of my Denver Broncos, and own the AFC West, it's going to involve Travis Kelce. He's not going anywhere. Give me the over at plus 115 at DraftKings, one of the props that I've jumped on here preseason.
Seek over Travis Kelce. I will follow you, amigo. I will take the over.
So
I'm not going to stiff arm him like Taylor Swift did earlier this summer at a concert. I am all in on Travis Kelce, who's going to dominate the target share there in KC. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco on today's countdown. Let's work in a little plus money action on this two-leg parlay. I put together a DraftKings, and I used a 50% profit boost to amplify the juice. And I'm going to squeeze every last drop on Matt McClain to get a hit against the Cleveland Guardians. And Nick Castellanos, make sure you unbutton that top button in honor of him, also getting a hit on the road against the Toronto Blue Jays. Again, plus 150 with that 50% profit boost at DraftKings Sportsbook. I maximize the matchup for both these guys who are right-handed swingers facing left-handed pitchers in their respective matchups. Matt McClain going against Logan Allen of the Cleveland Guardians. This season against LHPs, he's batting a ridiculous 333 with a 1,009 OPS. He's gotten a hit in 8 of his last 11 games, and he's batting 309 over the last 30 days. Meanwhile, Nick Castellanos got to keep it sexy on the road against the Jays. Now, I got to credit where credit is due. Well, Yusei Kikuchi, very few players have been laying the smoochies on him. Well, the hottest pitchers in baseball with a 1.24 ERA, very microscopic in nature, in his last five starts, but still a 751 OPS he has allowed this season to right-handed hitters, who Castellanos is. And Castellanos, honestly, has been a total base machine. He isn't over a 1.5 total bases in Ava's last 11. I just need the hit, and a guy that usually goes off against southpaws, evidenced by his 326 batting average and 920 OPS against LHPs. However, he is 0-3 against Yusei Kikuchi in his career. So fade or follow me, amigo. Matt McClain to get a hit and Nick Castellanos to get a hit. Both those guys find green space. It is plus 150 with the profit boost at DraftKings.
You see, you keep... Stop stealing my shit. All right. We'll talk about what I'm following on this one. I love the boost, by the way. Hey, DraftKings, just
keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Huddle up. Keep the boosts coming. Because those have been coming in handy. Because everything I'm not using the boost on, I'm just over the course of the last like 72 hours. So, but I've been lucky in that the stuff that I'm choosing to use the boost on is actually what's hitting. And then I'm missing everything else. Lower back tightness, Wilson Contreras, you suck it. I digress. Love this one because Mr. McClain will make an appearance coming back up in bonus time.
Oh, a little sneak preview, some additional action on Matt McClain. But get a hit, Castellanos, get a hit, and let's score a winner.
Number four.
Numero cuatro. Let's double down on some more parlay action. And again, it doesn't have to be Calvin Ridley style. We don't need seven legs. Two legs, get it down to some sensible plus money and ride, hopefully, home a winner. And I'm going to do that here on a pitcher two-leg parlay. Zach Wheeler over 17.5 outs in the matchup between the Philadelphia Phillies in Toronto. And then Graham Ashcraft. You bet your Ashcraft I'm going to take the over. 17.5 outs against those Cleveland Guardians. Both those events occur. You're looking at plus 147 at DraftKings. Talking about Wheeler, and I'm going to grip it. A guy that has done this in six consecutive starts. So he's made it through six innings. I think it's going to be more of the same. Very good on the road this season. 6-3 overall with a 3.44 ERA. And most importantly, against right-handed hitters. At Toronto, they're big boppers. Vladimir Guerrero comes to mind. George Springer, another dude that comes to mind. Matt Chapman. All those guys of the right-hitting variety. He's limited them to just a 5.59 OPS on this season. Toronto, middle of the pack, number 14 in total runs scored the last couple of weeks, plating 57 over 14 games, but I'm not scared at all. Wheeler will survive six innings on the road, and that's why I like him over 17 and a half outs. More of the same for Graham Ashcraft, who quietly has been dealing here the last few starts. You look at Ashcraft, 2.23 ERA. That is it. And his last five starts, he has gone over this prop, 17 and a half outs, meaning completing six innings in six of his last seven turns in the rotation. Cleveland, they're not prolific run scorers, evidenced by their number 27 standing and total runs scored the last couple of weeks. So to recap, Zach Wheeler over 17 and a half outs, Graham Ashcraft over 17 and a half outs, +147 at DraftKings. Lundy, better follow.
Just stay on the mound.
Yep.
You know, like if the manager starts up the stairs, I want Wheeler going straight up like T-Swizzle to Travis Kelce. Nope. You back off. You back off. That's what we need. We need Wheeler doing it. We need Ashcraft doing it as well in the matchup against Cleveland. I think both of these guys have got six in them. Feel very confident with this one. Always feel more confident with a home pitcher than a road pitcher. So Wheeler, maybe a little bit nervous, but definitely love Ashcraft in this one. So solid number, plus 147 without a boost, with no boost, no boost. That's
no
pretty,
boost.
Brad. That's pretty.
Yeah, slap that Ashcraft and pair it with Zach Wheeler and ride this sucker home.
Number three.
All right, Numero Trace here on the Feed 5 podcast. Let's go to the player props in the hitters market. And my God, you want to talk about a cha-ching cashing machine. That's what Matt Olson has been on a variety of props, but especially odd walks. All I need is one walk drawn against Luis Severino and the New York Yankees. They're in the ATL, minus 115 at DraftKings. A little bit higher juice, but it's nothing to be scared of by any stretch of the imagination, because Olson has attracted a walk in seven of his last eight games because he's a big bopper and a runs driving machine. 19.1 walk percentage over the second half of the Major League Baseball season. For the first half, it was 13.5%. So pitchers are really trying to be overly cautious purposely with him, not making a mistake. And Olson, with that big frame and swooping swing, depositing one in the cheap seats. And I think Severino is going to dance around the strike zone tonight. He's got a 3.96 walks per nine mark on the season and a 4.54 walks per nine mark on the road, and also a 4.40 walks per nine mark against left-handed hitters, who Olson is. So he's had more control issues against those LHHs, and then with Olson just killing it at the dish right now, he could get the intentional kind of walk, which still counts, and we score winners. So fade or follow, Matt Olson over a half a walk against the Yankees, minus 115 at DraftKings.
They're scared of him. It's the same thing we talked about, I don't know, maybe a month ago or so on the pod about what was happening with Juan Soto. He was just, he was hot. And so the pitchers were coming up. And in some cases, as you said, it was the, you know, 0.90 feet. I just go. And that was what was happening. And it counts the same. And I think that's important because we've talked about sometimes when you're talking about RBIs, you know, somebody grounds into a double play and a run scores and that doesn't count as an RBI. I mean, you get into some weird funkiness with how the MLB counts certain stats, but that intentional walk counts the same as actually sitting there and being patient at the plate. And that's part of the reason why I think you see some of these numbers the way they are. Yes, you're going to pay the juice in this one, but great play because, again, the way Atlanta is, the way they're scoring, and with the different threats that they have, there's a lot of pitchers that do not want to have anything to do with Olson. And as long as he stays patient, which he has been, he should be able to draw at least a walk in this game. Oh, Olson's coming back at bonus time again.
Ooh, never fade, man. Olson makes a bucks with a base on balls.
Number two.
Oh, well, let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. If Matt Olson's drawn a walk at the hand of Luis Severino, who, unless he's wearing some adult diapers, is going to have some serious control issues tonight, why don't we just go ahead and take Luis Severino for the over on 1.5 walks in that matchup against the Braves on the road? I cannot believe the juice on this is only -135, and that is available at DraftKings. Honestly, Lundy, I thought this number was going to open at 2.5 and be a plus odds on the over, and I was still going to take it because I think he's going to issue at least 3 free passes in this one. And again, the number just right there on your screen, 1.5 at a very affordable juice in that -135 at DraftKings. Why am I so high on this? He's facing Atlanta. So Olson is going to get the walk. I am very confident that bet is going to hit. No guarantees, no locks. They don't exist in sports betting, but I feel good. It's a high confidence scale and feeling in the pit of my stomach that Olson bet cashes. But I believe this will also cash. Atlanta, the fourth highest walks percentage in the bigs over the last 2 weeks, getting that free pass on 10.5% of their plate appearances. I mentioned the numbers. I'll recap them real quick. Severino overall, 3.96 walks per nine mark. On the road, that number spikes to 4.54 with a 9.89 ERA to boot there on the road, plus 4.40 walks per nine he has posted against left-handed hitters. And Olson, he gets that walk. Maybe he gets two walks if Severino survives enough innings. And that is the only real downside with this wager. So fade or follow the New York Yankee Luis Severino over 1.5 walks in the ATL -135. At DraftKings.
Brad and I don't like to talk to each other just in general. but we don't actually communicate in the morning. And the reason for that is because Brad knows that I am completely useless to mankind until I have had at least 2 cups of coffee. And so because of that, we do not talk. Brad, Severino's coming back in bonus time. We now have 3. Christ's. Amigos, 3 amigos. For those of you that are old enough to remember the movie, another player that you decided to put in the fade 5 that I have right here on this piece of paper for bonus time. Love this bet. Take advantage of it, by the way, because over at Caesars, I think the over on 1.5 is at like -150 something. So DK's giving you a little bit of a gift. Yes, I know that's a lot of juice. He does have to last. He's got to make sure that he doesn't get a quick hook. But if he stays in, I think he's good for it. I think he might walk somebody in the first inning, if I'm being honest with you. So I think this is one that could pay off for you quickly, but you need it to happen relatively quickly because he may get the fish hook early.
Whether you're Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, or Martin Short, do the dance and a pelvic thrust on Severino over 1.5 free passes.
Number 1.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 podcast. I can't believe I'm saying it. It is a member of the Oakland F's who is going to bring his A game because that's all he has done of late, and nobody's even remotely talking about it, even in the betting community, because if you've been tailing him, you are piling up the units, and that is on Zach Gelov of the Oakland Athletics. I'm taking the over yet again on 1.5 total bases. He's taking on all the bottom-dwelling St. Louis Cardinals, and the fact you get that at +130 at BetMGM, please and thank you. Let me give you some background on Gelov and why I'm so high on this prop. He's done this in 9 of his last 12 games. 9 of his last 12. It is plus 130. That's absurd value. He's got a 1,177 OPS this season against right-handed pitchers, and he's facing one of those. And Dakota Hudson of the St. Louis Cardinals, who's got a 5.48 ERA in his last 5 and a 45.5, yikes, hard hit percentage on the season. To get back to Gelov, last 15 days, he's batting just .348 with a 1,183 OPS. And again, as I let off in the reasoning, he has done this in 9 of his last 12. I'm going to continue riding the hot hand of the Quad A's slugger, second baseman, whatever he is, Zach Gelov, over 1.5 total bags against the Cardinals, plus 130 at BetMGM. Lundy, Vader, follow.
In hits parlays for the last couple of weeks, I've been throwing him in as an extra leg.
Yeah,
just smart. Because, folks, he's batting .348 in August. .348 in August. So it's a shit team, but they're playing a shit team. I mean, this is the A's and the Cardinals right now are both bad. And so when you look at that, you're talking about a guy that you can take advantage of. So the total bases is awesome because you've got the plus 130. If you get nervous about that or anything, like I said, I've just been throwing him in as a leg on a hits prop. So go grab two guys that you like for hits today, a guy like Matt Olson, for example, and then throw in that third leg and use Gelov as the extra leg, because the way he's been swinging the bat, I mean, somebody's got to at least get on base for Oakland, even as bad as they are. And he's been the one doing it. So you gotta do it.
Yeah, bring the Zach attack and pile up those greenbacks on Gelov over 1.5 total bases against the St. Louis Cardinals. Lundy, I know you got some initial bets tied to some of the names you already mentioned on the pod today. It's bonus time. Serve me, good sir. Serve me.
Well, you said we were going to get on the plus bus. I'll throw this one at you on the plus bus to get us started. Let's do a same game parlay with that Cleveland-Cincinnati contest that we were talking about. You already brought up Mr. McClain, John McClain. So Matt McClain for a hit. He went 1-for-5 last night, so he at least got one done. So I need him for a hit. I need Spencer Steer to also get a hit. He went 0-for-4 yesterday, and I don't see that trend continuing. I don't think he's going to 0-for again. So McClain and Steer for a hit. Then I need Cleveland and Cincinnati to each score 2 runs. That's it. That's all I need. Over at DraftKings, no boost, no nothing. Get that one at a plus 125. Let's go back to that Atlanta and Yankees game. This is one that I was just trying to get myself into plus odds. If you're not paying attention, Atlanta has scored 6 or more runs in 8 of their last 9 games. So this is a simple two-legger at plus 100. Atlanta to score 6 or more and Severino to have a walk. Just one. That's it. I already told you the plus 100 odds, Atlanta to score 6 runs, Severino for a walk, and you put that together at DraftKings, you've got yourself at a plus 100. Speaking of plus 100, give me an RBI for Mr. Olson, Matt Olson. Again, I'm picking on Severino big time with a lot of my bets today. You're going to be able to see that. Olson by himself for an RBI plus 100, but break out the Will Smith and get jiggy with it. Let's get an RBI for Matt Olson and an RBI for Austin Riley.
If
both of those dudes get an RBI for me, and again, I think Atlanta's scoring at least 6 runs, plus 285 over at Caesars. That is all you need out of those two. Brad was talking to you about Severino with the walks. Let me get you two other guys that I like to go over 1.5 walks allowed. Let's talk about Logan Allen. Give me 2 or more walks out of Logan Allen, and do the same with Josiah Gray, 2 or more walks as well. Both of those dudes put together, that is a plus 133. And then I know we've started to sprinkle in some of our player props. when it comes to the National Football League. And we'll continue to do that here on the Fade Five. But I want to point something out to you that is unique to FanDuel. Those of you that have the opportunity to bet on FanDuel. FanDuel is one of the only books that will let you parlay teams to make or miss the playoffs. A lot of the other books, including DraftKings, you can't parlay. Like if I want to say two teams are going to miss the playoffs, I can't parlay them together at DK. I can parlay them together over at FanDuel. And FanDuel, as a matter of fact, will, on terms of missing the playoffs, will let you parlay up to three together. But let me give you an example of what you can do over there at FanDuel. I wanted to throw this one out for you. To miss the playoffs, Broncos, Panthers. If you say both of those teams are going to miss the playoffs, which I think is going to be the case, you put that together at FanDuel, that two-legger, that's plus 110 for those two teams to miss the playoffs. So as you're starting to think about what is going to happen in January, folks, I just wanted to let you know that if you participate on FanDuel, they are the book that will let you do that. They'll also let you do it on teams to make the playoffs. And in that case, they'll actually let you parlay together even more. So just want to throw that out there. If you decide to start to have some fun with some futures on teams, they are the book that will allow you to do that. So just wanted to share that as we get into our player props and all of that fun with the NFL on the horizon. Because guess what? Denver's offensive line blows. Oh my goodness, Russell Wilson is going to spend some time on his ass this season.
Oh my goodness, that is definitely going to be the case. You have me at plus money and parlay, so let's keep that theme going, Kimmy. How about the Team Wavell's parlay play of the day? Me and me going, of course, the Cubs are in action in the Windy City Crosstown Classic against the Chicago White Sox now at Wrigley Field, because earlier the two-game series just a couple of weeks ago was on the south side. So give me the Cubs on the money line. Give me the Cubs to score at least three runs. And give me Kyle Hendricks, the professor, really touching the corners and getting the calls tonight. I think he strikes out at least four White Sox plus 175. Work those shoulders and get seduced by the juice at DraftKings. Cubs won eight of their last 10 games. They have been white hot. They're winning series left and right now. Hurtling toward first place in the NL Central, though still behind Milwaukee. The White Sox going in the opposite direction, just 3-7 in their last 10 road games straight up. The Cubs have taken two last three against the crosstown rival in the series. Meanwhile, look at the Cubs. They've scored at least three runs in eight straight games. They're number three in total runs scored over the last 2 weeks. So like Atlanta, not as hot as Atlanta, but still sizzling right now at the dish. And you look at Hendricks. You might say, oh, there's no way he's going to score four or more or strike out four or more in this game. He is a guy that is not really known for a high K per nine. That is correct. But he has done this in seven of his last nine starts. And against the Chicago White Sox, he should have a ton of success because the Sox have struck out the fourth most times or the fourth highest K percentage at 27.4 over the last 2 weeks. They're just mentally checked out. They got nothing to play for. Maybe some pride, but the Sox don't care. The Cubs are at home, though Hendricks has had some problems inside the gates of the friendly confines, but I'm not scared. To recap, Cubs money line, Cubs three or more runs, Kyle Hendricks four plus strikeouts, plus 175 there at DraftKings. Elsewhere, give me Ketel Marte to knock in a run against the Colorado Pebbles here at Coors Field. Tyler Blach is on the bump for the Colorado Rockies, left-handed pitcher, young guy, but he's given up a 45.8 hard hit percentage on the season. And Marte has had a lot of success against Southpaws this year. He's batting a robust 299 against LHPs with an 861 OPS. He's also got an 834 OPS in action against the Rockies. Sure, he's only batting a miserable .43 the last 15 days, but still, he's knocked an odd run in three of his last six games. So I think he's going to put a crooked number on the board and collect that RBI plus 105 if he does against Ty Blach and the Colorado Rockies. Elsewhere, Jack Flaherty. I think he's going to hit the over on strikeouts against the Padres on the road. That number is sitting at 5.5. A little bit higher juice at DraftKings at minus 140, but Speaking of higher, Flaherty's velocity is bird of the gun since he got traded. All of a sudden, he has found his stuff, and he's had a couple of ticks, an extra life on that fastball. And as a result, eight strikeouts. His first two turns of the rotation for the Baltimore Orioles. Pretty good on the road this season. Prior with the St. Louis Cardinals and now with the O's, 3.51 combined road ERA with an 8.96 K per nine. San Diego, middle of the pack, number 18 in strikeout percentage at 21.9 the last couple of weeks. But I just need six strikeouts. Get that half dozen. Flaherty, and we will river dance to a winning ticket on that over at minus 140 at DraftKings. And then finally, my last play at plus money, Zach Littell, who is a pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays. I love, 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 love the over on 15 and a half outs on the road in San Francisco at plus 115 at DraftKings. He's done this his last two starts, and he's still getting stretched out. Pitch count usually in the high 70s, low 80s. Could be more of the same, but he went over this his last two turns against Detroit and against St. Louis. He's only issued one walk. Great control and command the last 12 innings pitch with six strikeouts. So not a lot of Ks he's really piling up there. San Francisco has been in a scoring drought. Number 28 in total runs scored, played in 39 their last dozen games. I love Littell's cutter, which is a pitch that is a high valuation right now on Fangraphs, and he features over a third of the time. So I think he's going to pitch six strong and blow away the 15 and a half outs needed on that over at plus 115. We're out of time. Hear all the Fade 5 podcasts. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, and follow us on the X or the Twitter. Lundy and all his free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy, and I do the same damn thing at Noisy Cuevos. For the handsome Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.